Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Is I bloody good hey. Starter. Thank you very much. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. Black Betty from Ram Jam. Good to
what have you with us this morning. What is a bambalam?
Oh, bambalam!
Yeah, what is a bambalam? I mean, Black Betty, bambalam.
Yeah. If you go out to any stud merino property, you will see the bambalams out there.
The bambalams!
The quality of fleece on the bamba lamb.
A bamba is a breed of sheep.
The bamba, and it's a bamba lamb.
Yeah,
it's a little baby bamba.
Mate, we've worked together for like quarter.
Too long. Please don't put it into big numbers like that.
Quarter of a century.
Mate, no, please don't.
We've worked together.
Yeah.
And look.
No. Quarter of a century. You've been dragging along on my shirt tails, fella.
When you're on a good thing, stick to it. Mate, I've never actually mentioned this over the 25 years that we've worked together, but you have a really nice nose.
Well, thank you.
You know, the moment it came out of my mouth, I thought...
What are you talking about? It's a pot's nose. It's a squashed
thing. It's a squash. It's
terrible.
It's like you've gone around with Anthony Mundine,
right.
But let's not go there. A woman has undergone surgery after a rhinoplasty nose job went wrong.
What happened to
her? So she got some rhinoplasty on her nose, so she got the perfect Michael Jackson nose, I guess. And the silicone that they use to plump up the nose basically started to protrude from her nose. It broke through the skin and was protruding from her nose. You put a little LED on there, she looked like Rudolph. So she had to find a plastic surgeon to remove it and fix up a nose.
Oh, please.
So imagine you've gone to what you thought was a reputable plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeons are us.
Plastic surgeons are us. And a couple of years down the track, you blow your nose and your nose comes off in your hands. But there was the silicon protruding from her nose, so she had to get it removed. So plastic surgeons simply just pulled it out from the wound on her nose.
Leighton, there are people having breakfast right now. Please.
The patient, who wanted to remain unnamed, said she sought out experts in Thailand.
Well, there's your problem right there. How did that lady pick her nose? From a catalogue. Thank you. We're here all week. Potsy and Leighton. For breakfast.
I haven't watched too much of the tennis, to be honest.
As you'd be aware, Cherie, you've been here a few years now, we tend to pick, we do pick. We isolate one player from the men's draw, one player from the women's draw, and we follow the progress of them through the tournament.
We don't normally go on form, we go on name.
Yeah, so Jack Sock was our selection in the men's
draw.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And Jack, we've been following Jack for a long, long time. Jack had a crack at it this year. He was seeded 8, but he got rolled in the first round. So our big chance in the men's is gone. But
the Ying?
The Ying is on the court today. Our selection in the women's draw is Ying Ying Duan. And she's 300-1 to win the tournament. She won, so she's in there with a chance. Yeah, she's into the second round. So she's still a live bet for us.
Right.
Ying Ying Duan. Gets into the second round today. She plays at 2:15 this afternoon, Leighton. Now, we were complaining on Monday that they put Ying Ying Dan out on court 10,
right?
Which is just offensive.
You
don't put our selection out on court 10. You bring her into the big time.
Yeah.
Well, she's on Margaret Court Arena.
Oh, hello.
This afternoon. And I reckon it could be the last we see of her because she's up against the number 7 seed, Ostapenko. So that's a very, very tough match.
So what is it about Yingying Duan that that attracted
you? Well, Yingying Duan
Yingying is the thing.
Is ranked 90 in the world, and we've tracked her from when she was 125 in the world.
Oh, okay.
Down to 90. So we're slowly getting her down. Another 35 spot. She'll be at.
She's someone to watch over the next 20 years.
Well, I think she'll be on the plane. When's the game? 2:15. She'll be on the plane at 4.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.